Welcome to Torah Timecha HaVtorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Kisavo, we read from Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Samach, Psukim Aleph Techav Beis, chapter 60, verses 1 to 22. This week's HaVtorah, it's breathtaking, it's radiant, it's one of those prakim in Tanakh where you almost need to stop, take a breath, and let the words wash over you. It doesn't just describe Geula, redemption. It lets us see it. It paints it. It brings us in to that future world. We are now in the middle of the Shiva Dinechemta, the 7 weeks of comfort that follow Tisha B'Av. Every Shabbos, Yeshayahu gives us another window into what the redemption will look like. And this week, the vision shines more brightly than ever. And the theme is light. Verse 1. Kumi ori, kiva orech, uchvod Hashem alayech zarach. Arise, shine, for your light has dawned. The presence of Hashem has shone upon you. Ki hine hachoshech yechasa eretz va'arafel le'umim, va'alayech yizrach Hashem, uchvodo alayech Yera'eh, and while the darkness will cover the earth and cloud over the nations, Hashem will shine on you, and His honor will be seen on you. And yes, once again, the beautiful song L'Chadodi dances from our pages. Abarbanel tells us that so often in Navi, the exile, the troubles, the pain, the suffering has been described as darkness. And this will finally and absolutely be replaced with light, with joy, with clarity, with vision, with clear and joyous vision. We will see Hashem. But that's not all. As this verse 2 clearly states, Hashem will be seen on you. Uchvod Hashem alayich zarach. The light of Hashem will shine on you and from you. And that will lead to a mass immigration. Verse 3, V'halchu gayim la'orech u'mulachim l'noga zarchech. The nations will walk towards your light and kings to the beam of your shine. Everyone will be attracted to your light. And this is very much a theme of this Haftorah. Not only will the darkness finally end, not only will you finally experience light, you will be the light. All along, ever since the days of our forefathers, since Avraham was told, Veheye bracha, be a blessing, since Yitzchak was told, Vehit barchu bizaracha kol goye haaretz, all the nations of the world will be blessed through your children, since Yaakov was told, Venivrchu becha kol mishpachos adama, all the families of the earth will be blessed through you. The plan of Yisrael was always to be an or lagoyim, a light to the nations, a blessing to the nations, an ambassador and a torch of the light of Hashem for them. And in our Haftorah, we get to see what that could look like when it finally happens. And then, verse 4, Si'i saviv enayech uri'i. Kulam nikbitsu ba'ulach, banayech meirachok yavo'u, uvnosayech altzad teamana. Imagine it. Look around with your eyes and see all of them. Generations scattered, finally streaming home. Families reunited, sons and daughters coming from a distance, carried back with love. And then, Az tir'i v'nehart ufachad v'rachav levaveich. You will see it and you won't believe it. You'll tremble it. You'll be overwhelmed. Your heart will burst open. Why? Because it's so different. Because we've been conditioned to expect hostility, rejection, destruction. But here the nations come not to fight but to give. They come with caravans, with treasures, just to get close to you. To learn from you, to be part of the light. Malbim says the light here isn't just physical light, it's moral clarity. It's Torah. It's Hashem's presence made visible through Am Yisrael. And when that happens, the nations will not just tolerate us. They will be drawn to us. They'll want to come closer. This is redemption, not through plagues, not through force, not through miracles of destruction, through the natural pull of light. And this is such an important contrast that Abarbanel tells us, because we remember the first redemption, Mitzrayim. There it was 10 plagues, it was blood, frogs, darkness, death, it was sea splitting. We had to tear ourselves out. Paro and Mitzrayim had to be forced, beaten down. But Yeshayahu says this time will be different. The nations won't need to be forced. They'll see the light and choose to come closer. They'll carry our children home. They'll bring silver and gold. They won't come to loot and destroy, but to contribute. They'll rebuild. That's almost more miraculous than anything else. That this same world that so often has stood against us could one day stand beside us. And that is such an important point. The world we see will feel impossible. It will feel unbelievable. We know what it's like when the world suddenly shifts into darkness. September 1939, Yom Kippur, 1973, October 7th, 2023. One moment, life seems normal. The next, everything is shattered. Yeshayahu is saying, redemption can come in the same way. In an instant, the world can flip. Only this time, not into blackness, but into blazing light. And yes, it will shock us. We'll rub our eyes in disbelief because we've grown used to suffering. We've grown used to exile. We can't even picture a world without hatred, without anti-Semitism, without bloodshed. But Yeshayahu says, dare to imagine it. Lo yishama od chamas ba'artzeich shod v'shever b'gvulayich. Violence shall no more be heard in your land. Desolation nor destruction within your borders. Close your eyes and try to picture that. No terrorism, no rockets, no war, no children running to bomb shelters, no families ripped apart. Can we even imagine such a world? Yeshayahu says, yes, that's the promise, that's the vision. And the Navi also says, your gates will also be open day and night. They shall not be closed. Nations will bring to you the wealth of the world. Our gates, our doors that we stood behind, terrified as we heard the enemies approach from outside. When the enemies were Babylonians, Syrian, Greeks, Romans, burning down our walls, tearing down our gates. When those enemies were Hamas, shooting down the doors of our safe rooms, the gates we tried to hide behind. Those same gates will stand wide open, and the only traffic will be generosity, contributions, gifts. And our Haftorah ends with maybe its most breathtaking promise. Lo yelecha od ha-shemesh la'or yomam, ulenoga ha-yareach lo ya'ir lach, v'hayelach Hashem la'or olam, ve'elokayach l'tifrateich. No longer shall you need the sun for light by day, nor the shining of the moon for radiance by night. For Hashem shall be your light, everlasting. Your God shall be your glory. Lo yavo od shemshech, virechech lo yeyasef, ki Hashem yelach laor olam, vishalmu yemei evlech. Your sun shall set no more, your moon no more withdraw, for Hashem will be a light to you forever, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Ve'amech kulam tzadikim laolam yirshu aretz, Netzar mata'ai ma'asei yadai lehispa'er. Your people, all of them righteous, shall possess the land for all time. They are the shoot that I planted, my handiwork in which I glory. הקטון יהיה לאלף, והצעיר לגוי עצום. אני השם בעיתה אחישנה. The smallest shall become a thousand, the least a mighty nation. I, Hashem, will speed it in due time. We live in a world where light is borrowed from the sun, from the moon, from electricity. But in the future, light will be direct. Hashem himself will be our light, pure clarity, pure joy. And v'shalmu yemei evleich, the days of your mourning will end. We know how the world can change overnight. That's part of our collective memory. We've walked through darkness. We've lived through nights that seemed endless. But if that's possible, then the opposite must be possible too. If the world can turn black in an instant, it can also blaze into light in an instant. And maybe that's the deepest nechama of this Haftorah. Not just that redemption will come, but that it can come suddenly. It can come when we least expect it. And when it does, it will overwhelm us with joy. So let us hold on to this vision. Let us dare to imagine a world without Hamas, without Shoed, without mourning. Let us dare to imagine Hashem's light shining through us, so bright that the nations can't help but be drawn to it. Thank you for learning together.